episode 786 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaiah 49 verse 6, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light, for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach, to the ends of the earth." In this verse, we see the Lord speaking to his servant, a figure representing Israel, yet in a broader sense, prophetically pointing to Jesus Christ. This message is not just about restoration, but expansion, from Israel to the nations. To grasp the fullness of Isaiah 49 verse 6, we must first understand its context. Isaiah is writing to a people in exile, a nation that has lost everything, land, temple, sovereignty. Yet, in their lowest ebb, God speaks not of mere restoration, but of a grander mission. This verse is part of what scholars call the servant songs of Isaiah, which describe the mission of God's servant. While initially, this servant represents Israel, the New Testament reveals a fuller understanding. Jesus Christ is the ultimate servant, embodying Israel's mission to be a light to the nations. The first part of the text addresses the servant's role to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel. This signifies a mission to the Jewish people, a call to bring renewal and hope to those who have strayed or suffered. It speaks of reconciliation and revival within God's chosen people. But God declares that this mission is too small a thing. It's not enough. The scope is expanded in the second part of the verse. "I will also make you a light for the Gentiles." Here lies the radical shift from a national focus to a global mission. God's salvation is not confined to a single nation, it's for every nation, every people group. This expansion reflects God's heart. From the beginning, his plan was for all humanity to be included in redemption's story. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of the people who would eventually come to be known as the children of Israel. Genesis 12 verse 3, "I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The covenant with Abraham, in Genesis, was a promise not just for his descendants, but for all the families, or all peoples, on earth. Genesis 12 verse 3 follows Abram's call, from God, to leave his homeland and journey, to an unknown land. This verse serves as a reassurance, and a promise, from God, affirming the role of Abram, who would become Abraham, as the father of a great nation, and the mediator of God's blessing to all humanity. Not just to a select group, but to all. While God intended for the Israelites to be a blessing to all nations, they fell short of this mission, in various ways, throughout their history. The Israelites repeatedly disobeyed God's commands and turned to worship other gods, such as Baal and Asherah. This disobedience alienated them from God, and hindered their ability to represent his character and love to the nations. The Israelites often demonstrated a hardened heart towards God and his teachings. They were stubborn, rebellious, and slow to heed God's warnings. This hardness of heart prevented them from fully embracing their role as a light to the world. The Israelites were given the responsibility of preserving and sharing God's revelation with the nations. However, they often neglected this duty, keeping God's word to themselves and failing to reach out to others. And so, when Isaiah shares this prophecy, he essentially reminds the people of who they were called, who they were chosen, to be. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is revealed as the fulfillment of this prophecy. He is the light that shines in the darkness, according to John 1 verse 5. He is the one who brings salvation to both Jews and Gentiles. In the ministry of Jesus, we see this light shining. He reaches out to Samaritans, Roman centurions, and Syrophoenician women. These are all people outside the Jewish community. His teachings, parables, and actions consistently break down barriers and embrace a wider humanity. The Great Commission, recorded in Matthew 28 verses 19 to 20, echoes this Isaiah prophecy. "Go and make disciples of all nations." Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, becomes the savior of the world. Initially, the early Christian church, emerging from its Jewish roots, faced the pivotal question of whether its message was exclusive to the Jewish people or open to all. The book of Acts captures significant moments, such as Peter's vision in Acts 10 and the Council of Jerusalem in Acts 15, where it became clear that the gospel was intended for all people, regardless of their ethnic background. Paul the Apostle, once a persecutor of Christians, became a key figure in this expansion, bringing the Christian message to Gentile communities throughout the Roman Empire. Throughout history, the Christian Church has continued this mission through various means, including missionary movements, which saw Christians traveling to distant lands, often at great personal cost, to spread the gospel. From the early journeys of Paul and other apostles to the expansive missionary efforts in the Middle Ages, the Age of Exploration, and into the modern era, the Church has strived to make God's salvation known to the ends of the earth. Today, Christianity is no longer identified with a specific culture or region, but is a truly global faith with followers from every nation, language, and ethnic group. This message is not just historical, it has profound implications for us today. We are called to be light bearers in a world that often seems shrouded in darkness. Our mission field is not limited to our community, city, or nation. We are called to have a heart for the world, understanding that God's love transcends all cultural, ethnic, and national boundaries. Being a light means reflecting Jesus in our actions, words, and attitudes. It means showing love, compassion, and grace to those who are different from us, breaking down walls of prejudice and fear. Whether through local outreach or global missions, we are called to participate actively in God's work of bringing salvation to the ends of the earth. This mission, while glorious, is not without challenges. We face the darkness of prejudice, apathy, and sometimes even hostility. Being a light for the nations means confronting these challenges with the courage and love of Christ. In reaching out across cultural boundaries, we must do so with sensitivity and humility, learning from and respecting the cultures and traditions we engage with. Just as Jesus faced opposition, so will we. But we are called to persevere, trusting in the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Our strength and guidance in this mission come from being rooted in prayer and the Word of God. Through these spiritual disciplines, we align ourselves with God's heart and purpose. God, who called us to this mission, is sovereign and faithful. He will accomplish His purposes through us, even in our weakness. The message we carry, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, according to Romans 1 verse 16. It has the power to transform lives and societies. We are not alone in this mission. The Holy Spirit empowers, guides, and equips us to be effective witnesses of Christ. Isaiah 49 verse 6 presents us with a vision of a mission that transcends boundaries and embraces all humanity. As followers of Christ, the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy, we are called to be part of this incredible mission. Let us embrace this calling with joy, courage, and love, remembering that we bear the light of Christ, a light that overcomes all darkness. Father, thank you for your word that guides and inspires us. Help us to embrace our calling as light bearers to the nations, reflecting the love and salvation of Jesus in all that we do. Give us the courage to break down barriers, the wisdom to act with cultural sensitivity, and the strength to persevere amid challenges. May your Holy Spirit guide us, and may your kingdom be extended through our efforts. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.